Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Let's see where my phone is dying. Dead battery is now.
Why is your phone dead?
I didn't quite get it on the old charger last night.
Oh, that is so annoying.
I know. Ooh. 27%.
Ooh. You are playing a dangerous game, friend.
I am.
I did bring a charger.
Do you have it with you right now?
For use. It's in our office.
Where does it live?
I forgot about it. It's like it's one of those you set it on there things.
Yeah, I need one of those.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I got one.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I got your back.
Please see me after the show.
Well, sure.
Or all the way up to that moment.
Or prior to your phone dying.
Yes, either one. Whatever comes first.
I hate that though. Are you getting like, is it a battery life thing? Because my watch gave up on me mid-walk yesterday.
Ugh.
And I was ticked. I'm like, does that not count then? Because like...
No, it doesn't. You got to go walk double today.
Are you serious?
What was your watch doing in the background, do you think, to cause it to die so fast?
I was also listening to a book at the same time I was walking, but I do that every day.
With your watch?
Well, on my phone. But right. Well, yeah, my watch wasn't involved.
But they talk to each other, right?
I don't know if that made it
usually
confused.
Like if I have directions or something, a map running in the background, that drains quickly.
Yes.
Yes, or a playlist. Yeah.
I was just annoyed.
I mean, it was right there, and it's magnetic. It adheres, but it must have just been bumped or something.
Yeah, so. All that night thrashing you do.
Back and forth.
When your arm flails and knocks it off the thing.
Night terrors.
That's probably
it. Get off
it.
Me!
That's gotta be it.
Actually, probably me moving the dog.
Probably the... It was the dog.
I'm going to blame the dog.
Definitely.
It
wasn't
fault.
You.
It's totally his fault.
Danson Eric Hansen would never.
Well, I'll let you know when this thing hits zero.
Okay.
Should I put it in like airplane mode right now?
No, I've got the charger.
I just don't want to risk it.
No. We'll get you.
Because
we'll
I'm working out later.
I
know. And I got to get my exercise circle.
You've got a big day. And you know what? Don't let your watch poop
my
out
watch
on
is,
you either. Because that
I
is
think
really,
my watch is good.
Really annoying if you don't get.
I know. All of that work to not count.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's
I want it
fair.
To count.
Got to count.
Like, you know, you still did it, Claire. I'm like, yeah, but it didn't count.
But you don't
my
have
goal.
A record of it.
Yeah, yeah.
You just have a memory of
now
it.
Now I have to have a record of it.
It's not the same thing.
Oh, isn't it silly how, like...
We so rely on this.
Uh-huh.
It's absurd.
It is absurd. Like, if I don't have my phone with me or something, I like,
4 years of college, didn't have a phone.
Yeah.
Did I? No, I did not. Shannon's first cell phone came with a car she bought.
Came with a car?
It was a promotional item. You got a free brick phone when she bought her first car.
Wow.
I know. And here we are now.
My watch isn't charging. I don't know how many steps I have today. My computer in my back pocket's not charged.
What do I do? My computer.
Exactly.
It's silly.
It's absurd.
Silly. It is.
You know what? I'm just going to throw this in the toilet. Stop me. Please stop me. Don't let me do it.
I want to see what happens.
No. You were supposed to go. No, friend.
Yeah,
wait.
Supposed to be voice of reason.
Come on, stop me.
I just want to see if he actually does it.
No. That's bad.
I'm a bad friend. But I won't save your phone, but I will give you Z's sleeves.
I'll take that.
Okay.
I guess.
Last week, we talked about how Benny Blanco had a brand new podcast. First
yes.
episode, people were up in arms.
Dirty feet and toots.
He had gas. Dirty, like extremely dirty feet.
Yes.
Like really, really, really dirty feet. And it was gross, right? Well, fans were all up in arms. They were like, Selena Gomez, you need to dump him. They're married. She was the guest.
On that first one?
On the second episode of their podcast. How did that go? We'll discuss all that we learned from Selena Gomez in Z's Sleaze. And actors and actresses, you have to study for roles, especially serious
roles. Immerse yourself, like,
yes, right? Yes, and learn things that your character does and knows about. Nicole Kidman was just a guest on The Tonight Show. She's playing a forensic pathologist, and she had to learn how to do autopsies.
Legit. Whoa.
Nicole Kidman sharing some of what she learned in Z's Sleaze. And I want to see, I'm just so curious about what you're going to think about this new food trend.
Okay.
Food and Wine says, new trend alert. Whoop, whoop. We want more protein in everything.
Yeah.
Why not put a little bit of protein in your cocktail?
In the wine or just any cocktail?
mixed drinks.
Okay.
That include bone broth.
Ew. It's like drinking soup.
I know, exactly.
Why would I drink soup?
Soup. Well, they're adding it. So bone broth, very protein rich.
Yeah.
You can do things like a Bloody Mary, mix in a little bit of chicken
bone
broth.
I didn't think of that. Because I've had like a whiskey sour has an egg white in it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If it's properly made.
Yes.
That's got some protein.
That's got protein.
Okay, Bloody Mary, I'm in.
Well,
yeah.
It's called a Bloody Bowl. It's actually a cocktail that's been around since the 1950s, which I think a lot of bone broth cocktails have been around since the 1950s because I really got into them.
Does it come with a side of Jello? How 50s, right?
So 50s. No, but there was like a cucumber melon cocktail that has chicken bone broth in it.
I don't want that.
I don't think that's going to work, right?
Is it going to taste like it?
It's got to. I mean,
maybe if I didn't know.
If it's made correctly and you don't know, but like you need something that's going to cover the chicken flavor.
Yes, you do.
Right?
And that's going to cut through.
That's
a cucumber is not going to do it.
A cucumber isn't strong enough. A Bloody Mary,
I can handle it. Because you're already having like some sort of meat stick is probably in there too.
Yeah.
So I'm good with that.
And a big salty olive or something.
Yes.
Yeah, something in there.
But the chicken broth?
The chicken broth.
And a cocktail?
Yeah. And there was another one that was like pineapple juice, and which pineapple juice is very strong, I guess. I don't know.
Are you suggesting a Taste It Tuesday?
I was not. But if you would like to become our mixologist and taste it for us,
I
on
was a
Tuesday.
Bartender
okay.
for a couple of years.
You're in charge.
Hold on to that. We may get back to it.
Bone broth cocktails?
We may want to try that. See if it's worth it.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
I was just thinking this morning, when I was growing up, I don't even think I wore green on St. Patrick's Day.
Did you get pinched?
I would do the lie, and I would say, my underwear.
My socks are green.
Yeah,
don't look at them.
Exactly, exactly. But, like, it just wasn't a really big deal. My family didn't celebrate. We're not Irish. I'm Scottish.
Sure.
German. But we don't really, like, like, a big, rich heritage.
It's kind of a school holiday, right?
Yeah, yes.
You're encouraged to wear green to school.
Exactly.
But, like, yeah, Washington, Williamsburg didn't have a parade.
No, it was not a big deal. But now that I'm all grown up and I live in Cedar Rapids, it's a big deal for this community. And I'm honestly starting to get really excited. I married an Irishman. So he grew up with corned beef and cabbage and soda bread.
And that was their tradition every St. Patrick's Day.
Yes, yes. So it's an important thing for him to kind of like, you know, we got to get those foods ready.
Yeah.
And we don't usually have them any other time of year but St. Patrick's Day. And so I'm starting to get excited. We have been doing some working on the Sapodapiso Parade here behind the scenes. And in doing that, talked to some of the Sapodapiso Parade organizers and talking about the Hooli that's coming up this Saturday.
Yeah, that's their big fundraiser.
Yes.
That's what helps put this parade on year after year.
I know. I think people kind of just expect that it's part of the city or something, but the Sapodapiso St. Patrick's Day Parade Society is a separate organization.
It's a local nonprofit.
Yes.
And they do it every year.
Yeah, and it costs money to have a parade in Cedar Rapids.
Oh, yeah, you got to close the roads, you got to pay the police.
Oh, yes, you do.
All of the above.
And that can be very expensive. So this fundraiser is really important. And I just got really weirdly excited when they said that as part of the Hooli, they're going to have lots of Irish food. They're going to have an Irish stew.
Yes.
And my mind is boggled by three kinds of corned beef, Eric. Three kinds of corned beef. What did he mean?
We were talking with the bar owner, and he's like, yeah, he's just like rattling. He's like, we got Irish stew. We have like corned beef three ways.
Three ways.
How do you do that?
That's my question. I've only ever, like, I guess I've had it in a crock pot. We roasted it one year.
Is it how you serve it?
I don't
know. Like with cabbage or without cabbage or on soda bread or not?
Is it a sandwich? I don't know. But I expect to be delighted, Cliff's Dive Bar, this Saturday, the Hooli, St. Patrick's Day.
And they've got, I just forgot her name.
Marina May.
Yeah, it's going to be on fiddle with like the Lynn County Boys or something like the fun Irish sounding name.
Yes.
It's got, what, $5
cover? $5
cover,
4 to 8 p.m.
There's a silent auction or a raffle where you can like win a trip.
Uh-huh.
It's a big deal.
Yeah. I'm weirdly excited.
You're Hooli ready.
I'm Hooli ready. I'm super excited, but it's the corned beef that's got me, man. I can't.
Three ways. Well, the good news for everybody going to the Hooli at Cliff's on Saturday, they have their liquor license. So if you want to.
Yes, they do.
You can order I met a friend yesterday. His kid had a rehearsal. So it's like, join me for happy hour. This is the exact right amount of time that we've got it.
Yeah.
Grab a drink and then go. So I don't want to throw the business under the bus. They got caught in a police sting.
Ew.
And they lost their liquor license.
And you didn't realize that going in.
So we go in and it's weirdly empty. It's also a bar and grill. So they also serve food. It was just after like 5:30, but there were balloons everywhere. Like your number, I thought was birthday.
Yeah.
But then it wasn't, it didn't say, it was like, it was like, oh, you're number one. Thanks. Like it was more of a celebratory thing. I'm like, oh, that's just weird. So we walk back to the bar. There's nobody at the bar. And the waitress follows us back. She's like, yeah, we can't serve until St. Patrick's Day. And I thought they meant like they were remodeling.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, do we want to go in there for a drink? She's like, no. No alcohol. They lost their license in a sting.
Oh.
They had an underage person come in and they served and they've lost. But they get it back on St. Patrick's Day. But I will give them all the credit in the world. They have signs everywhere with craft non-alcoholic cocktails to encourage people. Yes.
There you go.
That's the best thing you can do. And then they gave us a little coupon to use at another bar that they own somewhere else in town.
Okay.
So I, like, what a horrible thing if that's your primary source of income as a business.
Right, right.
But good for them to figure it out.
So did you sit down and have a
mocktail? No, we wanted a drink, so we went to another bar.
Surprises me.
Why would I stay for a mocktail? I was going out for a cocktail.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B102.9.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Selena Gomez fans were all up in arms last week after Benny Blanco's first podcast. It's called Friends Keep Secrets. He hosts with his pal Lil Dicky and Lil Dicky's wife. And people were just kind of grossed out by Benny Blanco. He tooted into a microphone.
Yeah.
He also had really dirty feet
were filthy,
like absurdly filthy. Now they were back again. The dogs made an appearance and they weren't as filthy, but they were still dirty.
Doesn't he own shoes?
Right, get this man some shoes.
Come on, at least Crocs, Benny Blanco.
But Selena Gomez was a guest on the podcast and she showed those feet some love. She actually kissed his nasty feet.
Oh god.
Yeah.
Nice, Mary Magdalene.
She gently kissed each of his toes and nuzzled her head lovingly against his foot.
10 tender kisses.
10 tender kisses. And they covered a number of different topics, but I thought it was interesting that Selena Gomez talked about the sweetest gift she received for her 30th birthday from her dear friend Taylor Swift. And as we both know, Taylor Swift is good at gifts.
She's great at gifts.
She created a unique piece of artwork for her friend. She painted a beautiful lake. It's at night. The moon is in the scene. There are stars. And she painted each of their, like, star signs in the stars.
Let's just start with this. Taylor Swift can paint?
Taylor Swift can paint. I did not know this. That part surprises me.
And but then she painted their astrological symbol.
Yes. So this
in
is
the sky.
Specifically, this is Taylor and this is Selena. And we are in the stars together forever. And she didn't stop there with the crafting, though. On the canvas, she, like, hand-stitched words.
What?
A message is hand-stitched into the canvas. It says, here's to the next 30 years. Cloth on cloth. And she hand-sewed every letter. She said it was the sweetest gift she's ever received.
That would take forever.
I know.
And I just buy people gift cards.
Here's a bottle of wine.
Bottle of wine works equally as well. They make wine bags, Taylor Swift. Did you know?
Hand-painted work of art.
Hand-painted and then hand-stitched.
Benny Blanco says it's one of the most beautiful paintings he's ever seen. And
wow.
He said that he actually thinks that she's better at art than she is at music. That is a lot. A lot. Wow. As we know, artists will do a lot for their art. Actors and actresses really got to get involved in depth in their characters. Nicole Kidman says that she had to learn how to perform an autopsy for a character. She's going to play a forensic pathologist named Dr. Kay Scarpetta on a show called Scarpetta.
I would believe if you're acting in the medical field, that would be the hardest.
Yes.
The terminology.
Uh-huh.
You got to look like you know what you're doing.
And those words just have to roll off your tongue, even though you're not really familiar with all the
not
parts.
Not at all.
So she actually shadowed a medical examiner, and she learned all of the parts of the human body, And she says that she can now perform an autopsy. She's like, I can remove all the organs. I can name them. I can remove the lungs and the liver and the gallbladder and the intestines.
Ah!
Yeah.
Then you have to weigh them, right? All
yeah,
of it.
Yeah.
Well, let's start with this. You got to touch them.
Yeah. See?
You got to put that stuff under your nose.
That's where I'm done. I'm out. Yeah. No, thank you. It's hard enough for me to look at the U.S. men's soccer team star, Jack Hughes, with his broken teeth.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. But Team USA, the men's hockey team making the rounds alongside the women's USA hockey team, too. They're showing up all over the place. They were just on Saturday Night Live over the weekend, and they were on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. And Jack Hughes, the guy with the busted face.
He was missing like three. Well, they were broken.
They're broken teeth. He got clocked in the face by the Canadian team.
Took a stick to the mouth.
He says his brother was the closest player next to him at the time of the accident. He's like, he was the closest to me. I remember he came up to me at a TV timeout, and he was like, it's not that bad. They're only chipped. They're broken. They're busted. And he has every intention of getting those teeth fixed.
They're not fixed yet?
They are not fixed yet, Eric. They look awful.
Well, the good news is it's not corn on the cob season, so it is.
You've got a little bit of time.
Just a lot of pudding.
And he vows he doesn't want to be that hockey player with no teeth.
Right.
He's going to get them fixed. But right now, his biggest issue since the injury is that he doesn't have time to spend in a dentist chair. Everybody wants to, you know, why don't you make an appearance here? Why don't you go and be honored there?
I think he's a pro hockey player, so that season's still going on.
Exactly.
In the NHL.
He's like, there's so many opportunities right now. I don't want to stop and go sit at the dentist's office for hours on end because it's going to be.
You got to cap those pearly whites.
Oh, it's going to be a day of dental work for sure for that one. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
Is it here yet? Is it on yet? Is it here yet?
Since kids don't come with instructions, we're here to help. It's Momtroversy on Z102.9.
It's really cool because we have this community where, like, you've got first-time parents, but then you've got parents who, like, I've been around the block a time or two.
Seen it, done it.
I've seen some things. I've heard some things. I've done some things.
And, you know, they're not going to go out and write books or blogs,
no.
But they'll call in and offer some free advice.
Yes, free advice.
Yes.
How great is that? I love that we've got a brand new set of parents, I think, inspired by Mike Schulte's story last week of his four-year-old. They're like, oh, we have a four-year-old too. And we just signed him up for soccer. And now, as first-time parents, what did we sign up for? What are we getting ourselves into?
Yeah, the moment your kid joins something in sports, you just join something in sports.
You're
right?
Also involved as
to a
parent.
Degree.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I think that's a fair question. What should they be expecting? How involved are the sports people thinking these parents are going to be, right?
Yes, yes. What do you think the expectations will be? Because they're just kind of dipping a toe into it. They haven't officially started practice or anything. I know a lot of times parents, you might get asked, hey, as a four-year-old, they're not really doing the hard stuff. Do you want to be the coach?
That happened to your mom.
Happened to my mom. She actually showed up to drop my sister off for practice, and they're like, no, you're the coach.
So you're staying and teaching these girls how to play soccer.
The head coach? I said I would help. Nope, you're the head coach.
Well, that's our question for Momtroversy. How involved do you get in kids' sports?
Yeah, my kids are much older, but when they were younger, my daughter went out for soccer. I was an athlete, didn't know anything about it. YouTube is an amazing thing to help you coach them and teach them and help them, whether it's just dribbling or ball handling or something like that. And it creates a little bit of a bonding moment. I think it's necessary to help them.
Now, were you doing that coaching and helping as part of an organized component? Like, were you helping the team or just at home?
No, just at home with her.
Oh, wow. Just kind of helping keep those skills sharp at home. Like, let the coach do their thing, but then working on skills at home, too?
Yeah, yeah. It helped her immensely.
And I love that bonding component, right? There's a nice parent-kid bonding opportunity when you show interest in what they have interest in. And you take the time to go to YouTube and learn how to do it.
That's a really great point.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. I love everything you had to say. I do have to ask, was he in an airplane?
He sounded like he was crop dusting.
I know we had some fighter jets doing some practice landings yesterday.
Oh, my gosh.
Was he calling from
that
the cockpit?
That was a call from one of those fighter jets. But he had a great point, though. Like, you don't have to be the coach of the team. But as a parent, if you want your kid to grow and if they want to be confident in their skills, it might behoove you to learn a little bit about it yourself.
It's a nice bonding opportunity.
This is a sport you don't know.
Yeah. That's our question for Momtroversy. How involved? It kind of feels like a loaded question, but, you know, it could be Not at all. It could be all the way up to coach.
True.
But I think these parents kind of need to know what they're getting into.
Mm-hmm.
So let's help them out. How involved do you get in kids' sports? Let us know at 200-1029 from Momtroversy.
So we have 4 kids in sports. So one of the things that I know it probably doesn't sound great, but when you do the parent meetings and like, oh, well, we're going to sign everybody up for concession stand or whatnot, I just straight up ask them if I can just make a donation, not even be put on the schedule. Like, I'm trying to make it through four kids in sports with 5 different seasons going. Like, I don't have time to do the extra. I'm just trying to be present.
I totally understand what you're saying, too, because you with 4 kids, that's 4 different games, right? And I am not able to watch the other 3 because I'm doing the concession stand for the 1 kid. And
well,
that's
and they're,
fair to
yeah,
the
they're
three.
All different sports.
Yeah.
So we're not even necessarily at the same field. But, like, I'm not going to come work a concession stand. Like, if you wanted me to give a donation, I'll give a donation to, like, cover it. But don't even put me on the schedule.
So it's from your perspective, is it okay? Like, it's fair for them to ask, but they need to be prepared for people saying some are going to say yes, but some are like, I can't make the schedule work, right?
I think it's great for them to ask for volunteers. I don't think it should be part of the mandate.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
And how nice of you, too, to say, you know what? I can't, but I will gladly write you a check.
Sure.
And hopefully that will, you know, maintain the program.
Yeah.
Great perspective.
That's
thank
kind of
you.
Our approach.
That's your approach.
Yeah,
we appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Thanks so much. I do find it interesting she uses the word mandate.
Mm-hmm.
So is there kind of an unwritten agreement the moment you sign your kid up for anything that you will be expected to do?
Or is it a written agreement that everybody's doing this? This is just how the expectation. I guess it depends on your club or wherever you're signing up to do the sports through.
City program versus a YMCA program versus a club team.
Different expectations on how serious you want to take
it. Yeah. I also wonder, too, if that intensity ramps up the older your kid gets, because also the competition gets a little higher, right? So more practices.
Absolutely.
More participation.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's a lot more opportunity for you to be involved as a parent, especially with younger kids. When there's, you know, they're more running around than there is actually playing soccer.
Great question. We're trying to help out a family of a 4-year-old. It's his first foray into organized soccer. How involved do you get in kids' sports? Let's help this family out at 200-1029.
Helping raise your kids the Scramble way. This week's Momtroversy on Z102.9.
Got a family of a 4-year-old, and he's getting ready for organized youth soccer.
Oh, how exciting. Exciting times. But the family's like, if we had a crystal ball, what can we expect being parents in the athletic world? How involved, I guess, do other people get?
We got a great call from a coach's wife yesterday.
Hi, my opinion on Momtroversy is your involvement has to match whatever your opinion's going to be. If you have strong opinions, you should have strong involvement. Because also, if you're not going to do anything, you don't get to say anything. You know what I mean?
I love it.
And this is from
a seasoned
coach's wife. We do everything for all the things, for all the kids. But I also have a strong opinion, so that's why we do it.
And if you don't like it, then help me, right? Help volunteer to do things.
Yep. If you don't like it, you can volunteer too.
That's got to be the hardest from a coaching standpoint when you're just getting someone jawing in your ear who's not doing anything else but, you know, basically signing their kids up and is going to the game but thinks they know it better.
Mm-hmm. And so, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah, I'm doing it wrong. If you know so much, if you have an opinion, step up into that role. Awesome perspective.
That's a great phrase, yeah.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye. What do you think that mom would say to the mom we played earlier who just writes a check?
I think it's, I don't know. I mean, how many, level of club too. Like,
sure.
She's all in because her husband's the coach and then she's kind of helping out because she knows that she's opinionated. The other mom's like, I don't have an opinion. And I also don't want to.
And she said she had 4 kids in 5 different sports simultaneously.
My opinion is I'd like to not help.
But hey, they're out there playing and here's a check to support the buying the uniforms or getting the equipment or at least getting the concession stand stocked. That has been our question this morning for Momtroversy. It's continuing on the Z102.9 Facebook page. Phone lines remain open, helping this family with a 4-year-old that's getting into soccer. Just how involved do you get in youth sports at 200-1029?
I think that it's important to just kind of go with the flow and stay in communication. We signed our kids up young too. It's been about 5 years now and it gets a little more competitive as they get older, but when they're younger it's very free going. People are honest about what they need help with. So just be willing to help where you can and you know, if you get asked to coach, just be honest about how much you know and go from there.
Be honest. I don't know how to play this sport.
Do you see that level of commitment ramping up at maybe a certain age? And from your experience, are people okay with you saying no to things?
It's a matter of whether or not you're okay with saying no to things, I think. I don't think anybody's going to be okay with you saying no because they need the help, right?
Right.
But if you don't have the bandwidth, you don't have the bandwidth. So
right.
I do see that level of commitment ramping up around 8 sometimes. It depends on how early you want to get that commitment with the kids. I also used to coach competitively, so I know that it's hard to find help that is non-biased. You know, there are people that'll yell more at their kids easier on their kids.
Wow.
That's true.
It's just great perspective.
It's hard to kind of separate that, turn that off.
Exactly. Yeah. And I mean, as long as you're honest about what you're going to be doing and what you can help with, and maybe just keep, you know, their kids in a separate group or whatever, the help is welcome as much as you can help.
Waking you up with the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
Very excited to hit the streets of downtown Cedar Rapids on St. Patrick's Day. There's nothing quite like that feeling of being in downtown Cedar Rapids when it's like, it's in the middle of the day. You probably should be working or going to school
or
something.
It's a little bit of, skipping out, playing hooky.
Yeah! It's the best!
1 o'clock parade, is that right?
1 o'clock parade.
On Tuesday, downtown Cedar Rapids, the streets will be alive, lined with green. And we're going to be there right alongside you, all of our friends with Sapit Episo. And the coolest part of this parade is, for the most part, we're usually the only band entry.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the high schools right are in spring break.
Yes.
There'll be a couple other musical entries, but we've been receiving a few awards as of late for the Z102.9 marching band entry, which takes a lot of time and effort to craft the perfect theme.
Exactly. And we put a lot of care into exactly what we select for the theme of our marching band entry and the Z102.9 entry.
And your garden flag is the inspiration for this particular theme?
It's just a little bit of extra decor that I found that has been added to my St. Patrick's Day home decorations.
Because of a piece of decor Claire found in her basement, we introduced the Z102.9 parade entry for 2026, Lucky Ducks! And as it stands right now, our friends at Daybreak Rotary are loaning us their super large inflated duck that
makes
they use
sense.
For the when they do their big fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
And then flatbed as driven by your dad.
My dad.
And then right behind that big duck will be our band, and we'll be all dressed like little ducklings.
Yes, the little ducklings following along the big duck. We've got some orange visors for all of our marching band. They're gonna look like ducks.
That's the goal.
Yeah.
And probably leading the way will be one of our volunteers for the Z102.9 marching band who is joining us just now.
Mm-hmm.
We say good morning to Johnny Lipford. Good morning, Johnny.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Oh my gosh. We were really excited when you reached out because you're kind of a big deal as a flautist.
Are we saying that word right?
Flautist?
If you say flautist, I can charge more. If you say flutist, it's lesser.
Okay, flutist.
He's a flutist here because it's free. You pulled up and then you came in here with some sort of just package of flutes. How did you get into all of this?
This was my big old bag of flutes.
Big old bag of flutes, yes.
Big old bag of flutes. I have been playing native style flute for almost 25 years. I started as a teenager. No musical experience playing, finding this wooden instrument and falling in love with it. And since then, I've just been touring around, playing, recording music, releasing music. It's been a lifelong passion.
You write a lot of books too, correct? Or a few. I think I saw something on your Facebook page.
I have a book coming out.
A book coming out. Okay.
That is not flute related.
Oh, never mind.
So did you study it now? Or are you like?
Yeah. So, my wife and I, we have one of the largest online flute stores in schools where we educate students and also supply lots of materials for learning and growing flute players. We have an online learning platform with about 3,000 students in it, and about 500 of which are in like active membership. We do a lot of Zooms and things like that.
How cool.
And to show he's a great teacher, he even brought us some, are these, what'd you call them again?
These are penny whistles.
Penny whistles.
We got penny whistles?
Which it took me right back to what, third grade when you play a recorder in grade school, but it's a little bit different.
A little bit different. Recorder, these are a little bit smaller. This is a traditional Irish flute, the penny whistle, normally made from like metal.
Uh-huh.
So when people go to like Ireland or whatever, you'll hear these in like the pubs and stuff with the violin and the Irish flutes. These are the primary instrument.
Something like these. Eric, let's give them a little penny whistle serenade.
I'm ready.
Ready?
I feel so Irish right now.
Wow, that sounded super, super Irish.
I apologize to all the dogs.
Dogs are barking all over the listening area.
You, of course, play much, much better. What are some of the selections in front of you right now?
So I have, on the table in front of me, I've got the penny whistle, the native flute, the Irish wooden side-blown flute. I also have some on the floor here. I've got Indian bansuri. I've got a Japanese shakuhachi,
wow.
South American kaina. Puebloan rimblown flute, and an Indonesian seling, and lots of flutes.
My goodness. What do you think's going to work best for the streets of Cedar Rapids when we have you in our parade?
What, like, cuts through? Because usually the flute in a marching band can kind of get buried, but we don't really want that. We want you to cut through.
Yeah. So that's definitely going to be the penny whistle.
Oh, cool.
The same flutes you guys were just playing.
Can we hear you play a penny whistle, which is going to be much better than what we just butchered on the radio, please?
Yes. So I'm going to lead the way with just a small snippet of a song people may recognize.
That was amazing.
Podio.
Sounded fantastic.
Yes!
And that is going to cut through as we're marching in downtown Cedar Rapids.
Yes, the melody. We need that to cut through our... Oh, that's going to be great.
Just for a basis of comparison, it doesn't have to be the same song. Just one of the other ones in front of you, what would that sound like?
Yeah, so my primary instrument is native style flute. This is a wooden flute, a cedar flute. They come in lots of different...
That's beautiful.
...materials. They're made from bamboo, hardwoods, domestic woods, exotic woods. But this is kind of the primary instrument that I play. And this is kind of the style in which you'll hear.
Ooh, that's pretty too.
I think you're the guy that plays when I get a massage.
Yes, right? Yes.
I hear that a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of people say, oh, you're the guy that I go to sleep with every night. And I'm like, whoa.
Whoa.
Please.
Well, it's very relaxing and very impressive as well. We really appreciate you coming in. We're excited that you're going to be part of our Z102.9 marching band. I think your son's going to come along. Is he a saxophone player? Is that right?
He is a saxophone player. He plays alto, tenor, and baritone. He has a trumpet at home. He's like all the instruments, but saxophone is his lead.
Wow.
Okay. So are we going to be... are the penny whistles, are these for keeps?
Is it a gift? Is that what you're asking?
Are these gifts?
Absolutely.
I don't think he wants it back. They have our spit all over.
Do you want to play with our band? We've never played with the band before. Dancer,
you and me?
Can you direct the band and...
I don't know if I'm going to be... I'll have to learn how to play rubber ducky on this thing.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Are you going to play this in the band?
No,
you can't because you're going to be a judge.
Actually, yes, we haven't talked about that.
That's right.
I'll be judging the parade.
Either way, it's going to sound fantastic. Where can people learn more about the awesome work that you do, Johnny?
Yeah, so our company name is Horizons Flute Store and Horizons Flute School. I'll leave these pamphlets with you.
Thank you.
But you can just Google my name and you'll find lots of stuff on YouTube. I've got lots of content out there. No H in my name. It is not an Irish name.
But there is an H in Horizons.
But there is an H in Horizons.
Yeah.
There's not an H in flute. I think we got it covered. All right. Little mini concert. We are so excited to welcome you to the Z102.9 marching band.
My goodness, this is going to be great.
I think I'm going to put him right up front.
I think so.
Right?
Yes.
He's going to be like the lead duck
he
behind
is
the
your
big
show
duck.
Pony. Yes.
Yes. Do you mind us calling you a show pony?
I'll be a show duck. How
He's
about
a show
that?
Duck.
All right. Love it.
Johnny Litford, thanks for the quick tutorial. Thanks for the gift as well of the penny whistle.
Kidding.
And rubber ducky, lucky ducks. That is our theme for the Z102.9 marching band entry in the Sapadapa Show. More announcements about St. Patrick's Day still to come with Morning Scramble. Stay tuned.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric, your friends and neighbors. Z102.9.
How excited are you for St. Patrick's Day?
All the way. I'm a 10 on the excitement
on
scale.
On a scale of 1 to 9.
Yeah.
You're one louder.
On a scale of 1 to 9, I'm a 10.
You're a 10. We are super pumped. We've announced that we've got a theme for our entry. It's Z102.9 Lucky Ducks. And joining the Z102.9 marching band for the first year ever is professional flutist Johnny Lipford, who's still in studio. Johnny, thanks for hanging out.
Yeah, good to be here.
We're excited to have you join
us. He brought so many flutes.
Many flutes and penny whistles.
Yes, penny whistle, I think, is one. It's traditional. It's Irish. And as he taught himself how to play, we don't even have the music yet for Rubber Ducky.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one that's going to cut through. Do you have a different flute that could accompany our next kind of big Irish announcement?
I do.
Okay.
Shall I?
If you wouldn't mind giving us some background music.
That'll do.
I feel like I'm in a field of clover.
Yes.
At the end of a rainbow.
My goodness.
This is beautiful.
I can see just a field of green.
Okay, don't fall asleep because it also is very relaxing. What is our next big announcement for St. Patrick's Day?
Well, for St. Patrick's Day, we wanted to do it up big. So we thought the biggest thing we, the Morning Scramble, can do is take the show on the road.
We are going to be live at Cliff's Dive Bar, downtown Cedar Rapids, whole show 6 until 10 with some extra special fun. They're opening the bar at 6.
Yep.
They are going to have us there live, and we are bringing Wild Nept to the bar at 7 o'clock on the morning of St. Patrick's Day.
They'll be playing at the bar with us live St. Patrick's Day morning, as they traditionally do. The folks from Sapadapa So are going to be joining us as well in the bar. It's going to be fun. If you are ready to get your St. Patrick's Day festivities off, start with us at Cliff's.
And then you're downtown. You're ready to go for the parade, which steps off at 1 o'clock. I know they're going to have some live entertainment following our show also at Cliff's. And while we're mentioning all of this, let's one more time mention when the Hooli's happening this Saturday.
Oh, this Saturday at Cliff's, they're having the St. Patrick's Day Hooli. It is a nonprofit, and it takes a lot of money to have something big like a parade in downtown Cedar Rapids. So if you want to help do a little fundraising this weekend, Saturday from 4 till 8, a $5 cover gets you in, and you can enjoy the festivities of the Sapadapa So Hooli.
Johnny, how long can you keep playing?
I can go for a while.
Oh.
Yes! Don't stop!
Johnny Lipford, by the way, look him up. Awesome that he is participating with the Z102.9 Marching Band, and we are so looking forward to St. Patrick's Day in downtown Cedar Rapids.
Woo!
Thanks, Johnny.
Awesome.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Not to squander an opportunity, but when you have Johnny Lipford from Horizon's Flute Store and School still in studio, we're going to do something we've never done before, Claire. I'm calling it Flute the News.
Flute the News?
We're
this is
flute
new.
Flute the News. Okay, I have three stories. The first one is about winter snowfall.
Ooh.
Whenever you're ready.
That's lovely.
Our state climatologist, Justin Glisson, says February continued what has been a dry winter, as the total precipitation was 0.4 inches of snow. That's about an inch below average.
We need more snow?
We do. All in all, the 3 months of December, January, and February, which this feels like winter, this is beautiful, was 8 inches below average for snowfall.
Wow.
Second story, Bruce Morchestra. Orchestra Iowa says it has successfully reached the $50,000 minimum goal to bring back Bruce Morchestra concert on August 29th.
They did it!
The last orchestra performance at Bruce Moore, I believe, was 2023 with Revival Theater Company. They did some Best of Broadway music.
That's right. And then they were supposed to have
Rodgers and Hammerstein. That was it. The music of Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Yeah.
Because we had a game called Stop Hammerstein. Ticket information will be posted soon for Bruce Morchestra. Note, children 17 and younger will be free to attend.
That's so great. I mean, bring a whole family together, a picnic basket, beautiful night.
All right, with Johnny Lipford accompanying me as we flute the news, our final segment, Feeling All Right, we are announcing our Mount Mercy Elevate Award winner. This week's recipient is Harper Driscoll from West Branch. From her nomination, Harper is a very well-rounded student. She works hard at school, gets good grades. She's on the leadership team for show choir and is a manager for the girls' wrestling program. Harper also gives back to the community. She's a volunteer with Main Street West Branch and with Vacation Bible School. Harper Driscoll of West Branch, our eighth award winner for the Elevate Award. If she so chooses to go to Mount Mercy, she gets a $500 Elevate scholarship.
Awesome job!
For more information on Mount Mercy University, their leadership program, visit mountmercy.edu, mtmercy.edu. For more information on this beautiful flute music, Horizon Flute Store and School, just look that up. Johnny Lipford, Flute in the News.
Flute the News. Yeah. Thank you, Johnny.
With the Morning Scramble.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.